Hey guys.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is One Season Wonders, NYC Prep Edition. So there's a show on Bravo. It's called NYC Prep. It is a hidden gem. I'm telling you, literally the best. And so it's only one season. There's 8 episodes.
Circa 2009, just to set the tone.
Yes, they're anywhere from, it's about the NYC prep scene. Sophomore to seniors are involved in this. It's a lot of fun. It's very dramatic. I went back to like my old time in high school watching this because Meredith and I are well out of high school at this point. But it is a gem and we are so excited for our new podcast. And I'm so excited that this is the one we're launching.
This is the show we're launching with. Yep, it's the greatest. So binge with us.
Oh, we're so excited. Let's just like fucking dive in. Really quick though. So we also have another podcast called It's About the Pasta Vanderpump Rules podcast. That's where we got the idea for this because Bravo. And I don't know. We were watching Gossip Girl. It just like fucking happened. The show
just happened. It just fell into our lap. So go listen to that.
Join our Patreon on that because we'll be probably having a lot of stuff up there relating to NYC prep. I don't know. We're going to figure it out. We're kind of just doing this for fun. So please enjoy. rate, subscribe, review us. Please 5 stars. Please 5 stars. It's a rough show we're watching. So the podcast is going to be kind of rough.
I love this. I have loads of thoughts.
Oh my God. It was so funny. Okay. So should we get into it, Meredith?
Let's do it. Let's go into some prep school.
Okay. Yeah. So like you said, it was 2019. This is the exact time.
2009.
Oh my God. This was so long ago. Meredith, where were you in 2009? Do you remember?
It obviously depends, spring or fall. In 2009, I was graduating from 8th grade going into high school.
Yep.
Personally, I went to a prep school, not in New York City though. So, got some interesting ideas coming from a private school kid. Where were you, Alicia?
I was the same age, graduating 8th grade, going into high school. I though was a public school kid. We were a little spunky. We were scrappy. We were assholes. We were public school kids. I wore whatever the fuck I wanted to school with my mom's permission, of course.
I had my plaid skirt, some green, some nice polos. My favorite one, gray with long sleeve gray polos, a little Ugg boots on.
Off the bat, the only person I relate to in this so like immediately was Taylor because she's also a public school bitch. And at one point we do go to her school and I was like, no, this is me. This is why I had no pub or private school friends though. It was all public. We all
I had a few public school friends, but mostly private school. I went to an all-girls school, so we, you know, mingled with the boys' schools.
We were making out in the gym in my school. It was gross.
Oh, no. When boys would walk in, people would just start screaming, boy, boy.
Ugh, I hate it. Okay, so this is so fun. Okay, so I really related this a lot to Gossip Girl. I even named each character to a Gossip Girl character. I paired up. It was so stupid. I was like, I love it. Okay, so NYC Prep's kids, it's very exclusive, elite. You buy yourself into the school. They have shit ton of money. I don't even know. There's tons of gossip. It's like a 20 block radius. I know none of this. So I'm like very fascinated with finding out the scene.
Well, it's probably a very small circle. That's how the schools here, where I live, kind of were. It's a small circle. So you kind of all intermingle. I hate to use the word exclusive because it's not that exclusive where I'm from, but it's just a small community. You all run in the same type of circles. Your families, obviously, you know,
you're also though,
together and all these different things.
I feel like this is so exclusive though, because they're also rich. Like I'm not trying to oust you, but you're not this rich.
Yes. I think theirs has an even more exclusive thing because of the money factor. Yeah. Like not the school I went to, but the I think most expensive school whenever I was there, because it obviously increases, was like 30 grand a year here in St. Louis.
Oh, no, my parents.
Not my school, I promise.
Oh, no, my parents paid taxes and just sent me to the local one.
So this is probably, they're probably paying like like 50, 75 grand a year.
It's bad. Oh, I love it. Okay. So we're at a restaurant. We meet PC and Jesse. They're talking about how they're seniors. It's very stressful. They got to get into college. I'm assuming it has to be like an elite college, like on Gossip Girl. It was very like the Ivies. Mm-hmm. These two have been best friends ever since middle school. Now they go to prep school together. They both recognize that they have a lot of advantages with the money and the connections that they have, and money is power, basically. I appreciate
it. Oh yeah. We get PC talking about how if they don't get into the school that they want, that then they can turn and try and pull some connections and maybe buy their way in. And I was like, wow, we are just being honest, aren't we?
This was great because we just had that college scandal where a bunch of celebrities and rich people bought their children's way in. So I know exactly now what they're talking about. So we know it's true. I get it. I know what's happening. Okay, so let's meet PC. He was born and raised in New York City. He lives on the Upper East Side. He says money flows like the wind, and he feels bad for people who don't have money. I think he would take pity on us.
So us.
We're those people.
Right here.
Like, we're not even that poor, but we're like we're super poor. What do you think? First thoughts of PC. Any?
I think he dresses pretty great. I love for the show the cocky attitude we got here.
He's a little snobby.
He's gonna bring a lot to the table. Yes. I can tell.
Okay, then we meet Jessie. She is 17, also a senior, also lives on the Upper East Side. She loves fashion. She treats her kids or her clothing like it's her children. She even has her own personal sales associate at Barney's since she was 13 years old. Insane. I've never even been to Barney's. I just know about it from Gossip Girl. Again, I'm same. Just repeating. This is my knowledge.
Same. This is our like, did you pair her with Blair Waldorf? Is this your Blair Waldorf?
Yes. And then I kind of paired... At first, I thought PC was more of like a Nate Archibald. Like in this episode, that's what I'm thinking. Is okay. Like
I'm getting more two, Chuck vibes, but...
I eventually moved to Chuck, but I think originally... But also, I think we'll meet him later. Sebastian's a good running for Chuck.
Oh, see, I think he's a Nate.
Oh.
we'll get into this.
Sebastian cracks me up. Okay,
the best.
Okay, so we're back at the restaurant. We start talking about Operation Smile. Jesse works for this charity. It's a nonprofit for children with a cleft palate in third world countries. And she tries to raise money for it, which I think is commendable. It's an issue. That's awesome. PC, on the other hand, is like, what a stupid ass charity.
He's like, there are way more important things to give your money to than these kids with smile issues.
Which like, okay. A, maybe, but B, like any charity is a charity. You know, like
anything you're doing that is benefiting people is a good like, charity.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's like, listen, there are people starving out there. Like there are like other issues maybe we should focus
cancer,
on.
Cancer. But then it's like, well.
But you know, everybody needs some help. You know.
And this might be something that means something really special to Jesse, you know. Yes. So. I'm glad she does slap him for this comment. I enjoyed it. I love it.
I love the banter we get with these two.
So then we move on to Kelly. She is 16, lives on the Upper East Side. She lived in the Hamptons for 6 years and then decided to move back to New York City. She wants to be a singer. We hear her sing. She's not bad, but she's nothing special. She's just like...
Listen, she's also 16, so who the heck knows?
Fine. She's fine.
I would be embarrassed if I were her. Like,
yeah, whatever.
She's good.
She's fine. She's a junior, and she lives with her 18-year-old brother, Rory, alone on the Upper East Side, while their parents live in the Hamptons and come back one night a week.
I love this.
So they're basically, there's two high school kids living alone in a giant-ass rich penthouse, whatever you want to call
it. They don't cook, you know, they don't clean. There's no curfew. This seems amazing.
She likes being independent and she is always out having fun.
How would you not?
I wish this was my high school experience.
This is the life I'm picking at this moment. This is what I wanted in high school.
I feel like we had it where like, if we didn't let our parents know which McDonald's we were going to, we were in trouble. Where this girl's like, I'm going to clubs and shit.
Well, not as extreme as Kelly, but like I didn't have a curfew growing up. Like most of the time I would get home and my parents would still be out.
What?
Yeah.
I had a curfew.
I was the last, I'm the last kid though, you know, like they do not care.
I was the oldest. I had a curfew. I was lucky we didn't have phone tracking when I was in high school because I lied all the time about where I was.
I used to spend the night at my friend's house every Wednesday for an entire semester.
Did your parents know?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I was just like, hey, I'm going to spend the night at her house once a week. And they're like, sounds great.
I wasn't allowed to have sleepovers on weekdays. Once I spent an
entire week away from my parents during the school year.
Never. I hate this. You're like, Kelly, you're wild. Okay. So we see Kelly at a restaurant with some of her friends. They're talking about ditching a year of school and going to Europe. And so this girl, Megan, invites Sebastian to come meet up with them. And he's got like the Justin Bieber hair flip.
He's given us like 2009 boys fashion.
I would have had a crush on him. I would have had on
Justin
him.
Bieber hair. Later, we do see he has like the skateboarder type shoes that were really popular
god.
Then.
Yes, the thick Nike ones. Yeah. Oh my god. I would have had a crush on Sebastian. There's no question.
Oh yeah. The way he flips that hair. I would have had a crush swoon. On him.
So Sebastian comes to hang out with Megan, but then he sees Kelly and he's like, well, Kelly's pretty hot. So I guess I'll talk to Kelly. Those
digits.
Yeah. And Kelly also thinks he's cute. So I think there's like a little vibing here, a little high school vibing. And I'm impressed. That. Sebastian's very upfront. He's like, give me those digits. You know, where I'm
he's again, smooth with getting numbers.
I'm from the Chicago suburbs. How we did it was if you liked someone, you would infiltrate their friends and kind of get their number and find out if they liked you and like do this whole runaround.
Yeah. Here, or like you'd have to like, ask somebody for their number, yeah. like, cause you were a little too shy. And then you had to come up with like an excuse. Like I feel of like school was always a great excuse.
Yeah. I'm having trouble in math. Can you help me or whatever? This was very just like, hey, you're a cool girl. Give me your digits. And I was
and
like,
it's pretty like group texting. Now I feel like I get so many people's numbers off of group text. Yeah. Like you actually had to get people's number back then. Like and ask it for it somehow.
Oh my effing god, there are Blackberries everywhere.
I had a Blackberry at this time.
I didn't. I always wanted a Blackberry. No, I'm so mad.
They all have Blackberries, so they BBM each other, which is Blackberry messaging.
Yeah.
It's kind of
yeah,
like
yeah.
the first version of iMessage. And no, none of my friends had Blackberries, so I never was able to do this.
That was me. I'm sorry we were poor. I always wanted a Blackberry. I always
and a cute
wanted
purple
one.
I'll bring it. It's at my parents.
So can I have it?
Yeah.
Okay, so so Sebastian, he is 16. He's a sophomore that lives on the Upper East Side. And he hooks up with 2 to 3 girls in a night, maybe more. This man is 16. And
also, I think their definition of hooking up at the time is kissing.
Okay, in high school, how many guys did you kiss in one night? What was your max?
Probably my average was 0.0001. Nothing
mine was like
this.
One kiss a year maybe was what I averaged.
It's like two to three a night.
Do these girls not talk to each other? How many parties do you have to go to? Where do you meet yeah. these girls?
Are what you just meeting happening? Girls on the street? Like what is hey, happening?
I'm so confused. Okay, so we go back to dinner. We find out Kelly and Sebastian are both single, but Sebastian's not really looking. Why date one girl when you can hook up with a bunch is his life hey, motto.
I get that. You're in high school. Like, you do you, boy. You do you.
He also, this is when Sebastian's like, he hooks up with anywhere from 2 to 16 girls a month, which does not equal 2 to 3 girls a night. And so I'm confused.
I know. Maybe he meant per week.
Maybe it's the same girl and he's like doing math differently. I don't know. But
I don't know.
What
but
a weird
still, 16 is impressive a month.
Yeah, no, my high school that's average, like I said, one a year, baby. Okay, so now let's meet Camille. She is 17, a junior, lives on the Upper West Side. This girl gives me anxiety. Oh my God.
So high strung here.
Her family is wealthy, but they're not billionaires, but she's definitely the top 1% or 0.5%. She has got a plan. This bitch is going to Harvard and then she's be the business head of a genetics firm. And then at 40, she's going to have a husband and 2 girls.
When people plan, they're like children life. And they say like, oh, I'm going to have two girls. I'm like, you don't get to choose that. You can choose your career. Well, you can choose your husband. You can try and plan like when you're going to be married, but like you cannot choose you're going to have two girls. Well,
Camille's going to do that science thing where they just,
oh, by the time she's 40, she's going to be there.
I love that. She's like, when I'm 40, like I always grew up and I was like, my parents had me at 25. Is that when yeah, I have kids? I'll be and there. Camille's like, and I'm fucking busy.
We're 25 now. And it's like, oh, nope.
Oh God, kids. I felt Camille on that though. I was like, no, at 40, I'll have two kids. That's fine, but not now. Okay. So, she's at the restaurant meeting her mom, Cinda. She has to check her SAT scores. Oh, we cannot, she's only a junior, but it's never too late. Like,
no, did you take early
or early? Did you take the SATs?
I did not take the SATs, but I took the ACT since that's the Midwest yeah. one that everybody does. And I took it as a junior.
I took both as a junior and man, did I suck at the SAT. It's way different. I fucking hate it.
Really?
It's, you know how, so the ACT for those who aren't in the Midwest, it's like you do math, science, reading, mm-hmm. writing, like all at once.
Yeah.
The SAT is like you do half an hour of math and then you go to writing and then you go back to math and then you do science and then you go back to
that's how the ACT was. It was sections.
No, you did one at a time though, I felt
oh,
like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, you're no, saying like this, the questions were randomized
like,
in there.
No, no, no. Like you had a small packet of 30 minutes math and then you would shut it and then you get a different packet of science and you do 30 minutes of science and you shut it and then you get 30 minutes of math again and then you would do that and then you shut it and then you get your writing essay and you do that and then shut it and then you get another science packet and you do that and you shut it. Like you, it skipped. I couldn't just have my math brain on. I had to keep switching back and forth. Yeah.
Good, like two maths.
Yeah. Like it was, they
weird.
Were separate.
Okay. I see what
you're
saying now.
I think we had like an hour of math on each or whatever, or an hour of each subject, let's just say, but this is like divided into either like 3 20 minute sessions or 2 30 minute sessions.
Weird. So well, either way, I sucked at the ACT too. I'm terrible at standardized testing.
But for those of you studying, it's okay because Meredith and I made it and we're not that
I would say I'm smart, but I'm terrible at taking at tests testing. Like that.
We weren't great. She ends up doing okay. She didn't do amazing, but she's in the top percentile, so it's fine. Maybe not Harvard, but we'll see.
But she can get there. That's the perk of taking it as a junior. She's smart.
The thing is, she needs community service, so... That's
gotta, where she's got at. Some things to improve on. We got some time with Camille.
Okay, so now we're at school. We're at a public school. I'm assuming they can't film at prep school, but that's
no, there's
what
no
I'm
way
getting.
They would sign on to that. Okay, I don't know why this public school did.
We public school signed on. So we get these two girls talking about convincing their parents to let them go on spring break. And one of these girls' names is Taylor. And she's a sophomore. She's 15. She lives on the Upper West Side. She's a public school bitch. but it's one of the top public schools. So
yeah. So no shame.
No shame. Everyone at this school goes to the Ivy Leagues. So my public school did not match up to this. Most of us went to state school.
same to my private school. Most of us went to state schools.
So Taylor has rich friends. She's friends with Kelly and Camille, but she doesn't have the same kind of money. So she sometimes struggles to keep up. But she loves when her rich friends treat her, which I feel. Her friends are like, I'll get
I
a cab,
still feel
and you're
that
like,
way.
All right, same. So now we go to Taylor's house. Taylor's on her BlackBerry. Marcy, her mom, is so fucking annoyed. Can't. This is when texting
I forget
was new.
Being a kid like this. Yeah, yeah. Like parents weren't as involved on their phones, but like kids yeah. were. Remember when texting was like free after 9 p.m.?
Yeah.
You ever have a phone at that time?
Yeah.
Like when you didn't have unlimited texting?
Yeah. And calling was free too. So your friends would wait to call you till that yeah. time and then you get free minutes or whatever. Oh my God, what a time. yeah, but so Taylor's mom's super annoyed. My mom used to get like this. I get it, but also mm-hmm. calm fucking down, Marcy. But so Taylor's going to throw a party because it's important to be perceived that you have some sort of status. And Marcy's like, who are you inviting? And Taylor's like, my friends, mom.
Total high schooler. Like, my friends, mom. Who though? I told you
my
friends.
My friends. You don't know all of them. That's what I would do. You don't know them. So it's great. So let's move on. We have a meetup. Sebastian and Kelly. I think this is a first date, cool. but they're not clarifying it.
just swapped numbers a minute ago, it seems. Like, yeah. Wow, moving quickly. Here we go.
They're going shopping downtown. They've been flirting, but Kelly can't really read Sebastian. This is my nightmare date. Shopping on a first date, I'd be like,
how awkward.
What's my size? I can't afford this. And Kelly like ripped a dress in
it. Yeah, but Kelly probably she's can't afford this shit. Like,
I know, but
this is a total like NYC thing, I think, though. Like, think about it. Yeah. When we were in high school, and like they're of age now where they can drive, but if you couldn't drive, it was so hard to meet up with your friends or like, yeah, the guy you liked. And it's just like weird. And this is so different because they can like take the subway, cabs, they have car service. Like, there's all these, yeah, ways of meeting up and doing all these random things that normal people would never do.
So Sebastian really likes Kelly's personality, but also he's like not trying to settle down. But we'll, mm-hmm, see if Kelly can get him. You know, maybe Kelly's personality is that great. I don't even know. So Kelly gets a call from Camille, and Camille says that Taylor's having a party, which we heard about. It's at this Japanese restaurant, and Kelly invites Sebastian. Here's my thing. Are you just allowed to invite whoever you want? Because Camille got invited, called Kelly and was like, hey, do you want to come with me? Too. And then Kelly was like, do you think Sebastian can come? And Camille was like, yeah, totally fine. And I was like, anyone going to call Taylor and ask?
I was wondering this too, because later when we get to the party, we find out that parties aren't really at people's houses. They're at restaurants. So there's a constraint here on how many people we could invite.
Yeah, I don't know. So let's go to the Japanese restaurant. Let's just fucking, okay. So Taylor likes having her own parties, but the problem here is she's going to have her two private school friends plus her public school bitches. So
I think this is very tough.
This is hard. So Taylor's really nervous, and Camille and Kelly feel really awkward because the energy from public school girls are just like not great.
Well, they're bitching about private school girls, which is awkward.
That is straight.
I don't think they announced that they were private school kids, because
they didn't. They're under the radar here.
Because the like public school kids, the way that they were talking about private school, like they wouldn't have said that if they knew like, yeah, Kelly and Camille went to private school.
Also, Camille just does not shut the fuck up. She just keeps going. Oh
and
my
she's
God.
She's awkward. She's not like, I feel like if Kelly was like talking and like chit-chatting, yeah, with one of the girls and wouldn't shut up, it'd be different. But Camille like seems like
she has
social anxiety, so she keeps talking.
She is an adult at a kid's party and I hate it.
She like wears like blazers and...
My other thing is, I was a public school bitch, but I didn't care. There was a private school, and it's not like I was like, ew, you go to private school, so rich or whatever. Given those people, yeah, weren't exactly that rich, but I feel like it was just like whatever kind of education you want. What do I know? New York society is so different than Chicago suburbia.
I never had this in high school, like being at, like going to a private school and being at a party with like public school kids where they were like, oh my God, but like, in college, I would have moments of like, oh yeah, like I went to private school and people would look at me weird.
Oh.
Because it's the norm. It's the norm in St. Louis that there's like a lot of private schools. It's not weird to go private and it's not weird to go public. But like outside of St. Louis, it was very weird.
Weird. Well, I don't know. These public school girls, we don't really see them again, but kind of bitchy. But Sebastian shows up. Oh my God. And he like totally breaks the ice. He loves how many girls there's here because he's the only dude.
I would love this. If I was a girl and I walked into this, I'd be like, hey.
So, Taylor starts giving Sebastian some eyes and asks what his hobbies are. She's like, so what are your hobbies? Also, Sebastian and Kelly are not sitting next to each other. Kelly somehow like positioned herself in a corner of a booth, and Sebastian like came up and is now sitting like near the end of the booth.
Yeah, it's like a U-shaped booth. Sebastian is like on the open face where there must be chairs or something. This is just, I think, poor planning on Kelly's part. If I had invited a cute boy I'd liked, I would make sure I could get out like and sit next to him. Like I would leave the space.
Yeah. But Kelly's not there, and Taylor thinks Sebastian's cute, so she's kind of flirting.
They are hitting it off, and I love their conversations, like high school conversations. Like, what do you do for fun? What hobbies do you
have? What are your hobbies?
Do you play any sport? I don't have
any hobbies. Didn't they? He's French. This is where we find out that Sebastian speaks French. And she's like, oh, I'd love, Taylor's like, I'd love to go to Paris someday. And he's like, oh, you've never been? Like, I didn't go to Paris as a high schooler. Okay. But Kelly and Camille realize that Taylor's kind of flirting. And so Kelly is the type to just get mad and she just leaves. So her and Camille just fucking exit. I would fight for my man. I'd be like, hey, Sebastian, thanks for coming to meet me.
But yeah, I'd be kind of pissed. I would throw some bitchy comments. And if he didn't move, then I'd be like, I'm out of here. But also, if Taylor's your friend, like, wouldn't she already know that you like this boy?
Yeah, you would think. Because in high school, nothing is sacred and you all have BBM. So I don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, like I would be.
Let her know.
Literally would like wink at, like literally one boy would make eye contact with me and I'd be like, we're in love. Like he's mine.
Yeah. So, okay. Now we get our cute 90-second, Bravo does these like 90-second cute little mini-sodes that have nothing to do with the story. But we have Jesse picking out clothes at a store called Blue and Cream. And we find out Jesse actually hates Gossip Girl because they film right outside her house and she's just trying to live.
I would be kind of pissed. Like all the cool places get shown on Gossip Girl, so then they're packed. Yeah. And then trailers are outside, so you can't call a cab to go to school in the morning. Ugh, the nightmare.
The horror.
We kind of had that with in Chicago with what was the like Chicago with PD and stuff. They would film outside of our building.
Yeah.
And I got stuck in the rain once and I was pissed.
Okay. My ass was really trying to avoid work. So I would have been grateful if they wouldn't let me enter the building.
Not when you're standing in the rain and they won't let you cross the street. You're just like trapped.
That's true. Yeah. You're just like, fuck this. Okay. So now we are out to eat with Jesse and her friend Zoe. I thought Zoe was kind of fucking high in this, but I think that's just her personality.
I think she's just really quirky and I enjoy it.
Yeah. So Zoe also really likes fashion, but she wears clothes sometimes that are under $20, which I think separates her a little bit. I don't think she's poor. I just think she doesn't care.
Yeah. I don't think about, she cares. Going thrift shopping. And I think she likes the aesthetic rather than brands.
Like she's like vintagey. Yeah. She'll just like put it together. Mm-hmm. Jesse tonight is going to some fashion art thing. She's going to network. She's trying to network for her fashion event. She's going with PC. He's picking her up. And Zoe's like, the fuck's happening with that? So we find out that Jesse and PC had dated their exes. Everyone's super suspicious of like this friendship, but they've been friends for so long and then they were on and off dating and they're just meant to be friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Jesse sometimes thinks like, what if, but like, you can't do that for the rest of your life. So
like, I think whatever. She can identify he's kind of a player. Like he's not really ready for something serious.
Exactly. So, there is this group on Facebook. I just want to like touch on, it is a real life Gossip Girl where they talk about the elite in this Facebook group. So they'll be like, Jesse with a mystery man. Is that PC?
That's out of cab. Yeah.
Going back to your ex. I wish this was me. Like, I wish I was this fucking weird ass Gossip Girl.
There was a Twitter when I was in high school about like people would like message gossip into it.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I wish we had that.
There was too many people for it to be interesting because you didn't always like there wasn't enough to keep up on. Like too many people were posted about because people just like submit things. But yeah, it was.
This is how public my school was. We never had that. We called ourselves or our friends out on Twitter.
Like, you didn't watch people walk into each other's homes. Like you wouldn't like stake out eight homes at one night. Yeah.
Didn't care. Okay, so PC's here. Jesse gets in the car. She goes, hi, baby. And I was like, oh, I don't. You're not supposed to call your friends a baby. I hate it.
I know.
They kiss on the cheek, which is very grown up. I have not kissed someone on the cheek in high school ever.
Like the, that, mwah, no. Mwah. No.
So PC's like, Jesse, hey, I got this fucking text or whatever. Listen to what it says. It's like a straight up Gossip post. It says, poor PC can charm the skin off a snake, but one day will get bitten by the creature.
Is Dan Humphrey real?
I can't.
Oh my God. I can't imagine like living my life like this.
This is amazing that people actually care. Okay, so now we're at this fashion art thing. They're networking. Kelly and Camille also are here. PC knows Kelly and Camille, so he goes to say hi. Camille describes PC as like a Playboy-esque guy. They're shocked that he double kissed both of them.
They're like kind of awestruck like we are. But you know, the thing is, they are 1 year younger. So things are so different between these two age groups.
What's the difference between one cheek kiss and two?
Maybe how many millions of dollars you have? I don't know.
I have no idea. Okay, so Jessie becomes really annoyed because she doesn't like fucking know these girls. And PC tries to introduce them to Jessie, and Jessie's like not even interested because she's a senior. She has her group of friends. She doesn't give a fuck.
She's here to network. She's not here to make friends.
Yeah, like it's just so annoying. PC says that Jessie gives off like a tough vibe to girls. She's set in her ways, but PC loves making new friends, especially cute girls. Come on. So they start talking about their Hampton houses, like PC and Kelly are, which is like, I'd sit there and be like, I don't fucking know. But PC gets Kelly's number, and I think Kelly's kind of into it. She's like, we can see where things go. You know, like PC's nice and older and rich.
I don't think she's like as interested as
with
like
Sebastian.
Yeah, I think it's more like, ooh, like they're well known in the prep school, like scene.
Connections.
Like, let's be friends. Like, I can get into some cool parties. They're older than us.
Yeah. And so now Jessie wants to leave. She's like, hey, PC, we're fucking leaving.
We're over this. Let's go.
And she claims that she wasn't jealous, but like, it was jealous vibes. It was very jealousy vibes.
Even if it's not because you want to date him, like even like friendship jealousy. Like,
yes,
you came with me. You're supposed to stick with me. Why are you talking to them?
And like you said, she wanted to meet people in the business, not people her own age.
I can't imagine being 18 thinking about meeting people in the business.
I didn't even know what business I was trying to meet people in, you know, like I was like, I don't know. Okay. So now we go to Jessie's house where Zoe and PC are here. PC just walks in. I think like the doorman lets them know. I'm in awe. There's no doorbell ringing.
Yeah. Well, think about it. You don't really have to. It's kind of like coming to your friend's apartments. They know you're coming. So you leave the door unlocked, and either they can just walk in the front door or the doorman sends them up.
Okay. So, PC tells Jessie he's getting dinner with Kelly, but it's not a date unless it's after 7 p.m., which it is.
These rules they have for like dates.
Did you go on any dates in high school? Like any fancy dates like this?
Not like formal dinners like this. I feel like you would do something super casual or like we just did like.
No, you one-on-one with a boy.
Dinner. No, like not like a formal dinner like this. Like I feel like we would grab lunch or do something else, or like ice cream or.
Yeah, ice cream.
Go kick a soccer ball around. Like, I don't think I ever did anything like this.
We went to Chipotle or, like, Portillo's. Unless it was, like, prom or a dance. Like, we didn't really. We went to the movies a lot. That was the movies in the mall. That was the place to go. Cool.
The mall. I'm just walking around the mall. I forget about that.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Okay, so now we go shopping with Taylor and Marcy. They need some pink transition tights. I don't know what that is. Are those
I couldn't figure this out. It seems like a dance store. So like they're talking about leotards and some tights or shorts. So I think she's involved in some type of dance or something.
Do you think that Marcy is a helicopter parent?
I don't know. We do know that Taylor's parents are divorced. So yes. I wonder if she's trying to overcompensate.
I don't know. Marcy just keeps, and I mean, like, this is every parent. She's like asking Taylor all these questions, but I feel like once you tell your, or like, you can figure out your kid's not interested, you stop asking questions. But Marcy's
maybe she's
like
bored with her life.
Who are you messaging? And Taylor's like, Sebastian, some guy I met. And then her mom opens, it's the floodgates. It's like, how'd you meet him? What are you guys talking about?
She's like, are you texting? And Taylor's like, we're BBMing, mom. We're not texting.
There's no difference.
Whoa.
There's no difference.
I feel like I would never explain that to my parents. I wouldn't be like, we're iMessaging, mom, not texting.
That's something I would say just to try and make my parents feel dumber, even though I would sound dumb saying it because it's the same fucking thing.
The sass here. I feel like I was kind of this kid where I didn't really want to talk much. Like, I don't want you to know about my life because once you do know, like, that there's a boy named Sebastian, then you're going to keep asking about him.
The floodgates, it never stops. So, Taylor though thinks Sebastian would be really good for her social standing.
The way she talks about this, sorry, but like you can tell which one's the public school kid if they never said anything.
It was crazy.
She talks about her status a lot.
The fact that she's already thinking like dating Sebastian could get me so far is just like not even
opens up doors for her. Like,
don't
what?
Date this man. I know. But okay, so now we're at dinner with Sebastian and this weird boy named Gabe.
His hair is so long.
I hate looking at Gabe. He's the worst thing. Okay, so they're on a double date. These girls are going to show up. They don't know which girl they're going to get. They're going to like feel out the situation. Sebastian's going to flip his hair in the direction of the girl.
Love this idea. Genius. Yeah.
Him and Gabe are wingmen. They know what to do. All I assume they both hook up with 2 to 3 girls a night and they know what they're doing at this point. My friends and I were awful wing people. We were the worst.
Same. I feel like me and my like one of my good friends had the same type. So then it was like a battle royale for the boy we
like. My ass just walked up and was like, my friend likes you. Do you like her back? And if you don't, I'll murder you. And it was like, all right. Okay. So Taylor and Sebastian are BBMing. Sorry. But like they're not dating. So this date is fucking fine.
Which I think it is too. Like they just met and hung out once.
So the girls are here. It's 2009. So they have the raccoon eyeliner going that I love. And the stick straight hair.
Stick
straight.
Got a straightener. The sweet bangs. Yeah.
Side bangs. Oh, I love it. So Sebastian's like, I got a party trick. I can speak French and girls love it.
He does.
In French, he tells one of the girls, you're really hot.
This is what a 16-year-old or 17-year-old boy will do with French. I love it.
And he does give Gabe the signal. He flips his hair to this girl that he likes. So
Bravo's editing on this, like slowed it down, put a little music to it, like this.
So now in French, he's still like working with his French. Him and this girl are talking. He's like, we're going to get married tonight. They're joking, thank God, but still. Gabe is watching though. Whoever edited this just made Gabe seem like he's just watching these two fucking words.
And we never even see the other girl really. Like,
I don't know who she is.
It's kind of awkward if you do like a double date and you don't know which one's for who, because then.
What if the girls disagree? I don't know. Whatever.
That's true. But like, how do you, like, that means like poor Gabe and this other girl like are doing nothing. They're like, I'm not really into Gabe. So I'm just going to sit here for 40 more minutes talking about you guys going to get married in French.
They talk about if they're dating anyone else. They're both single. And we find out that Sebastian thinks relationships are for 25-year-olds at college, all party out and ready to be a dad. They're not. You still don't want to be in one.
I don't think the dad comment is right, but I think his idea isn't too wrong. Like 25 isn't he's trying to say like, I'll get it all out of me. You know, I'll do my fun thing in high school and college and then I'll start dating. Like,
My God. It's just so, this man thinks that he's just going to live a life of crazy.
I think he is. Look at him. He kisses 2 to 3 girls a night and he's 17.
He kisses this girl.
I know.
They do a kiss and they're going to go on a second date.
This is insane. I've noticed that a lot of this awkwardness is not true high school thing. I think it's the camera being there. But like some of this is awkward, like the setups and like how you kind of like schedule things with people. But like the kiss, like I'm pretty sure Sebastian looked at the camera and then went
in. He was like, get this ready. Here I go. Okay, so now we're at dinner. PC's there. Kelly comes in with Camille. PC didn't know Camille was coming.
He ends up saying he did think this was a date, and you can't just invite someone and not say anything, which I agree. You can't just invite people.
Agreed, but also PC to like look at Camille and be like, I straight up didn't know you were coming. What are you doing here? It was just kind of like too, like, I would feel it. The New York scene would have more manners. I don't know.
This is what gives me Chuck vibes, is I don't think Nate would ever be
like an
what
ass.
The hell are you doing here? Yeah.
Okay, so they bring up Jesse. The girls think Jesse was kind of bitchy. But PC says she works hard, she plays hard, and that's her vibe.
He does agree that she is kind of bitchy, though.
Yeah, yeah.
She comes off bitchy. Not that she is bitchy, that she comes off that way.
Yeah. But then Camille comes in and she's like, oh my God, it doesn't Jesse front of charity. And so PC starts telling Camille about the charity and Camille's like, oh, that's great because I need volunteer hours.
I want to be a part of this. And which more people social climbing. Like, look at these people climbing the ladder. But
Camille does it correctly where she's like, yes. Outie. And she's like, oh my gosh, I heard I actually need this. Do you think you could get us in touch? And PC's like, yeah, I'll talk to Jesse. And Camille's like, thank you so much.
Yeah, she does the right thing where she wants a friend to make a connection and then she'll do the rest of the work.
Yes.
Taylor's trying to like hurdle herself like through the social scene.
She's trying to just get that big check.
She's not willing to work. At 16, she's like, I need to make that money.
So then they get their food. PC's bitching about his steak because it's so bad, but Kelly thinks it's really good.
It's not up to his standards. He says he's so used to eating really good steak. You know, the other night he had blowfish, which takes 2 years of experience. Studying. Yeah.
Before you could serve it because it's poisonous.
Like, what the fuck?
Camille thinks PC is really cocky and she hit it on the nose with this one. This is a dude I wouldn't directly be friends with. I'd be like Zoe, you know, like we're associated.
I would
like,
want to be around, but I don't want to be in the line of like fire.
No, no. So then they talk about getting grounded because Kelly's been grounded, but like her parents don't live with her. So who the fuck kind of cares? And PC doesn't get grounded at all.
No, he's like,
did you get grounded?
What are these
children?
Kid? When I was like in early grade school, I would get grounded from things, but not from doing. I've never been like grounded in my house.
Oh my God.
If I was grounded in high school, I would have just left, to be honest. I would have been like Kelly.
My ass got grounded all the time and it was full on grounding.
Like I said, my parents weren't there whenever I was, so they couldn't really hold me there. That would mean that they would have to stay home with me. They didn't want that.
Oh, my parents did nothing but stay home and take my car keys and like lock me in my room. They didn't keep me in jail, but like they were, my parents were hardcore grounding.
You got a normal grounding.
Yeah, 100%. So PC's now like, I can tell these, like, okay, because Kelly and Camille are a year younger and PC thinks that he's like super more mature and wise because he just, these girls are such children. He asked them if they're 12. And Camille's
this was rude. They were like, I can't believe you said that.
Well, Camille straight up goes, you're kind of abrasive. And PC's like, oh, like I dug Camille at this point. She's like, you're not going to sit here and insult me.
Yep. And in his interview, he's like, these young bitches don't even know what they're talking about. Like, whoa, dude.
I know. Oh my God. And PC asked them weirdly. He's like, do you guys smoke? But he didn't clarify if it was like weed or cigs. Like, what are we smoking? And they were like, no. And he's like, oh, they're so fucking immature. They don't even smoke.
Oh my God, sir, calm down. You are literally in high school too.
I can't.
You're roaming the halls of a high school, getting books out of a locker as well.
I like can't.
Check yourself.
Now PC, because he hung out with all these young kids, he's going to go with someone as mature and awesome as he is. So he meets up with Jesse for drinks. I love that they meet up for drinks in high school. But I think too. They all have fakes. They totally all have fake IDs.
Yes, but I've started to wonder if Bravo would let them drink in front of them because sometimes they have water. Like Jesse, I think here makes a comment like they toast and she's like, I can't toast with water. It was either this one or the one at the top of that episode.
Yeah, it's one of them.
Sometimes they're drinking soda, but you could always have alcohol in there. I don't think Bravo would let them drink.
MTV used to let people drink though. Like remember the Hills and stuff? Like,
yeah,
they went to clubs underage. They just didn't clarify that they were underage.
That's true.
These are strict. They were at least in college. Because the Laguna Beach was high school and we were all getting drunk.
Yeah.
But they didn't show it. Fuck it.
They don't outright say that they're drinking. I'm a toss up here still.
Either way, I never met my friend even for like a soda. If we were going to meet up, we were fully going to do dinner or some shit. You know,
you're either
McDonald's.
Doing dinner or you're like in somebody's basement.
Yeah, no, we're not. And at McDonald's dinner.
Was.
Yeah. Okay, so Jesse calls him babe again, and I just want to let you know my skin crawls each time.
And she always says, I love you. Like, she's like, love you, bye.
Yeah. It's like they're both trying too hard. They're like really flirting on.
They're basically dating just without the sex, which is dumb because isn't that the benefit of dating?
Well, I guess PC's just so over it. He's over the bad date he had with these young chicks, and he doesn't want to date himself, but he's like, that's kind of the awesomeness vibe he's kind of going for, you know.
Yes.
He wants like different hobbies, but whatever. But he's done with this high school crowd. It gets dry. Also, I want to point out, PC is like in a full-on suit and Jesse's in like jeans and a shirt. And did PC come from work? Like, what was happening?
The suits we are seeing in the dress shirts and all
this
these
was
things.
This was Chuck Bass vibes. This outfit.
Yes. Yes. I get the dress shirts because they probably have to wear those to school. So that makes more sense. But a full suit?
Interesting. Okay. So then they start to get an argument and PC like – it's like a joking argument, I think, but PC then throws a water bottle at Jessie and she's fucking
having it.
This is where I was like, is PC kind of drunk?
Maybe.
I was just confused. And then Jessie got so fucking upset that she left.
She was a little like
that water bottle could have been open. It could have been open. And she like leaves. But then PC is like, she's a massive cunt. And then she's a pillow in the air. And I'm like,
when
oh
he
my
said it,
God.
I was like, I heard a C there. Because they bleeped it out. But
yeah,
like,
I heard the C. But like, okay, even if, yeah, she's mad, it does not warrant like an angry C word and then a pillow being thrown.
This was insane. Both him throwing the water bottle, it was dumb. Her reaction was a bit much. And then his reaction to her reaction was so over the top.
This is why I thought he was drunk. Because I'm like, no sober, sane person.
The pillow being
would.
Thrown, that's a good, like, I feel
like
that's
felt,
what says
I
he's
felt
drunk,
like
to be honest.
Jesse was more mad that he was drunk than the water bottle. She's probably like, you're so fucking frustrating. I'm done.
Yeah.
And then that's when he was like,
I'm not
going to
do this.
Okay, so then Jesse like left, but then PC's on the street and he's like, he's calling Jesse because he's like upset and they're friends and he wants to fix it. And she's still so upset that a water bottle was thrown at her. But PC apologizes because his relationship is so important with Jesse and he loves her. And she's like, thank you so much, baby, for apologizing. And then they say that they love each other and hang up.
This is so weird. I just, what?
I told my guy friends, like, love you, but it wasn't like, hey, baby, love you. I never called anyone baby. Let's start.
Baby is the one that gets me because I got into a, you know how you pick up phrases from friends? In college, I got into a, like, just the system of calling people babe all the time.
I've called people babe, yeah. Hey, babe.
And that's normal. And once you start doing it a lot, and if you do it to everyone, it's not that weird. But, like, it doesn't seem like she does it to everybody. It seems like it's just him.
Yeah.
Like, that's not an endearing term she says to all of her friends. Yeah. Like, I said that to all of my friends.
I did that in high school a lot, where I'd be like, hey, babe. And
yeah.
Like, just, and it was fine. But I'd never go, hey, baby. That's a weird one.
Like it for significant others. Please don't call me baby.
My parents and I started making fun of it. Like, quick side story. My mom was talking about like how guys don't hit on me enough. It's so weird. And I'm like, well, if they hit on me at the right place, like Target or something, like as a joke, you know, Target, that's where I am. And my mom's like, what's he going to say to you? Hey, baby. And I was like, who opens up like that? I literally started screaming. And so now our joke is like if
hey,
we
baby.
See something on TV where some guy's like, do you come here often? We're like, hey, baby, you come here often. It's just so funny. Okay, so this season, we get previews. Ready? We get slaps and kisses, and Sebastian's pissed off at Taylor, and PC goes clubbing, and PC and Kelly fight, and Camille went to third base, and Camille has a fake ID, and they talk about being virgins, and someone dies, and Jesse cries, and Jesse and PC fight, and Jesse doesn't budget. That's what I got.
Woof. Pack season. So ready. Our little mini series. One season.
Okay. How are we going to end this? There's only six people. So there's going to be two episodes that just kind of don't match.
Yeah.
But I have like little blurbs on where these people are now. Keep in mind, they are not famous. So they were very hard to find. And it was a quick US Weekly article that I found.
Beautiful.
Like a few sentences. So I'm going to let you pick. Who do you think this episode was more about? Who do you want to hear about after watching this episode? Was there anyone that stuck
let's
out?
Do Camille.
Oh, that's great. Okay. So Camille Hughes did not go to Harvard. She actually got rejected from Harvard.
No.
Spoiler. Yeah.
That's why I picked her. I was so curious about what she was doing. She had the most life planned out.
She did attend College of William and Mary in Virginia.
Yep.
Which is a great school. It was in the great book series To All the Boys, if you know about it. Jordan Fisher's character was going to go there. So shout out. She moved to California and she currently works as a senior manager for Airbone International. It's a pyramid scheme if you've seen it.
Shut up.
So did you ever get those messages where it's like, hey girl, I want you to be part of my team. There's this great product. It's called Airbonne. Airbonne. It's basically a bunch of like weight loss stuff, like this fizzy thing you put in your water and it like makes you not
this
hungry.
This is insane.
And, like,
I really had high hopes for her.
Yeah. I only know this because someone from college does this and she always, whenever like she reaches out, she'll be like, hey, how's it going? Blah, blah, blah. Also, I want you as part of my team. And I'm like, I literally don't know what that is. Nothing. So, Yeah, that's what she is up to. I'm going to cross her name off because we did her.
That was a good one. Well.
Yeah. Camille.
Episode one in the books. I can't wait.
Oh my gosh. This was so fun. Wait, should we do, we got to do like a weird, this is where we come up with like a fun, weird sign off.
Oh.
What's NYC prep? Well, was there a quote? We should end it with a quote or something that we really fucking liked. I have a quote. This is going to be our new thing, and now I'll think of it while watching the episode, but I have a quote.
Ooh, yay. Okay.
As Sebastian said, why date one girl when you can hook up with a bunch?
Thanks, guys. That's it for your week.